Welcome. One thing is for sure right now, the economy is no bueno. It's locked up. People have stopped spending money. As they would say in Game of Thrones, winter is coming. Actually, winter's here. Let me ask you, have you been spending money, or do you pretty much have a deep freeze right now? I mean, we're supposed to be frozen in place to prevent the spread of coronavirus, but that's crushing the economy. What's it going to take to unlock the freeze, to get back into a flow of money, health, energy, normalcy? I'm guessing you too have spent a fortune at the grocery store lately, just trying to stock up on everything. So you're less inclined to want to open your wallet and eat out. Well, you can't eat out, but you can order takeout. And all these restaurants are shutting down, staff's being laid off. It's scary. So Jason and Lauren are in this program, two of my most loyal meditators. They own a legendary restaurant in New Mexico. They work with Drew and Lauren, also in this program, also two of my most loyal meditators. They're all going through this right now. And one thing that I've noticed, especially lately, compassion is transcendent. Compassion. There's this guy in Phoenix, his name's Chris Bianco. He started a restaurant in Phoenix called Pizzeria Bianco. It's been around since 1988. It was ranked the number one pizza in the United States. And the first chapter of my living in Phoenix from 1999 to 2005, I remember I'd go to Pizzeria Bianco. Chris Bianco would always be in there at the oven, visible to the whole restaurant, cooking the pizzas. It would be like a 2-hour wait, and you just waited because the pizza was so delicious. And Chris Bianco was so friendly. And everybody that worked there for years and years. It was their career. It was just that kind of special place. And for those of you who are food snobs, Pizzeria Bianco has been rated the best pizza in the United States by Bon Appetit, Vogue, Andrew Zimmer, Martha Stewart, Oprah Winfrey, GQ. Chris Bianco won the James Beard Award for Best Southwest Chef, the only pizza chef to have won a regional award. So you understand the mystique. And yesterday on Instagram, Chris Bianco spoke into the camera and he shared the most heartfelt, compassionate message. He was on the verge of tears. And he shared the suffering that he's going through right now, having to shut down everything. And all these people who he's employed for years. He's now expanded to 4 or 5 other restaurants, so he has an empire. And that empire is shutting down. And I shared Chris Bianco's little speech that he gave in the message accompanying this meditation in case you care to watch. To see him share so openly and honestly, that compassion and humanity, it melted the freeze in my heart and on my bank account. And let me tell you, his pizzas are very expensive, but you get the sense that you're not just buying pizza, you're supporting community, you're supporting humanity. Same with this gym I belong to in Phoenix. I take 2 classes a week. There's only a few people in each class. The guy who runs it is so wonderful. He cares about everyone that comes to that gym. You just want to contribute to what this guy's doing because he wants to contribute to what you're doing. I'm going to keep paying my membership at this gym, not for the workouts, but for the community and the humanity. And before this coronavirus hit, people were trending towards selfishness, myself included. But you can't survive like that now. And if somehow you remain selfish, given all the suffering that people are experiencing or starting to experience, you won't last for long. If you're feeling the freeze right now as a customer, as a business owner, can you share more compassion? Even if it's just going on social media and sharing what you're feeling or responding to somebody else who's sharing what they're feeling. Melt the freeze, because the freeze is real and it's going to be here a while, but you don't have to be a part of it. You can make the choice not to be. Question: what is a way you can contribute to your community today? What is a way you can go against your instinct to lock on and hold tight? Buy a pizza from the local spot. Get a coffee from the local spot. Lend your voice and let someone know who's scared right now that you see them and you're there to support them. Melt the freeze. Get back into the flow. And one more thing. When you read about the effects of coronavirus, you hear a lot about it makes you short of breath. And there's this legendary healer, Louise Hay, and she defines shortness of breath or breathing problems as a deeper symptom of fear, not trusting the process of life, fear of taking in life fully. Now more than ever, we need to trust the process, trust the flow. Don't freeze up. Breathe in trust. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. And together, let's breathe in trust. On the inhale, open. On the exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Take in life fully. Even if life's the most intense it's ever been, take it in fully. Trust the process. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Thank you. coming back to the moment? Our economy is locked up. We are locked up. Nobody's spending money. Everybody's holding tight to what they got. What's it going to take to unlock the freeze and get back into the flow of money, health, energy, normalcy? One thing I've noticed, compassion is transcendent. I felt it in speaking with Lauren and Jason. I felt it in watching this heartfelt message from Chris Bianco, just to see him share so openly. It just melted the freeze in my heart and on my bank account. Let me tell you, his pizzas, they're really expensive. But when watching his emotional, heartfelt plea, you get the sense you're not buying pizza, you're supporting community and humanity. Melt the freeze. Get back into the flow. Take in life fully. Even if it's the most intense it's ever going to be right now, take in life fully. Trust the process. Inhale. Open. Exhale. Free. See you tomorrow. Peace.